he is. Our pastors and president have even been having us even pray to Allah in many respects, among a national pantheon of gods. And the president, who said time is running out, declared that all religions worship the same God. Friends, you can see our problem. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put this $17 book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Email us. Get us on our website, saveus.org. And if you want the special offer of my book, The Secret of the Lord and The Harbinger, $35 plus postage and handling. God bless. Be a blessing. Pray for our nation. And it's time to repent.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. So if you're out there, why, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, you know, this has been a very, very interesting and somewhat disturbing week. End of last week by the fellow who writes the Wellington Letter. His name is Bert Doman, and he had basically talked about how the U.S. stock market had probably topped out. It was going to be contraction from here on out. How the smart money managers were pulling their stock, their money out of stocks, though they're trying to tell you the stock market's going to go up. But that's just so they can unload. But the people who are really smart are getting out of stocks. And you see about all these stocks being sold all the time. But that's simply the people who are doing this massive trading, and it's very short-term trading. But the money managers realize that the party's over. We've had a great party for 30 years. And now, from here on, it's all downhill. So they basically, Europe is in a recession. America is in a recession or depression. We still have inflation, and an inflationary depression is the worst of all worlds. The dollar will be certainly temporarily the beneficiary of what's going on, but eventually they're going to be in serious problems. The only reason the dollar is doing well at all is because people over in Europe are afraid that the European Union is going to collapse, and the euro is going to collapse, and Greece is going to leave the euro, and with that, of course, will come tremendous uncertainty over there. The commodity prices are beginning to fall. Gold and silver beginning to fall, but chances are this is only temporary, because actually with everything going on in the world today, the price of gold and silver should be going through the roof, but it's not. Why not? Because it's all manipulated by the president's group on financial markets. At least that's my impression. And we do not have a free market at all. We have a controlled market that creates your reality, just as everything else that you believe is created. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then suddenly we got an email from a friend of mine, been with the CIA, the intelligence agencies, for 30 years. He told me he's moving to Paris. He told me that that Greece is going to leave the euro, that probably the European Union is going to collapse, that there's tremendous uncertainty over in Europe today, and that, of course, the people are trying to get their money out of the country. Other people are trying to get out of their countries, and not just Greece, but many of the countries over in Europe. And, of course, well, all of these things are very interesting. And then, of course, this morning, I got an email from the Union Bank of Switzerland, one of the three largest banks in the world. And why are they sending this out? Well, it's very obvious they're afraid of the runs of the banks. On Monday, of course, in Greece, they pulled out almost $1 billion out of the banks. The banks are a confidence game. People are losing confidence in the banking system. And when that happens, the whole thing comes down. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And of course, it's Open Line Wednesday, so we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Suddenly, there's tremendous unrest in Europe. They burned over 100 buildings in Greece. Suddenly, the Greek government runs out of money by the middle of June, and suddenly, if the Greek people will not go along with austerity, the Greek government will not have money to pay for pensions. They won't have money suddenly to pay salaries. The whole structure of Greece will crumble, and Greece will have no alternative other than to pull out of the Eurozone and get back to the drachma. And basically, many of the banks over there are planning on just that happening, that Greece is going to pull out, and that will be a severe blow to the euro. And, of course, it would be the best thing, from my point of view, for Greece to do, simply default on their loan. This would have a tremendous impact on the banking system. But the banking system is what is being used to enslave the people of the world. And the banks are making loans they should never make. In Iceland, where they did exactly that, they just defaulted on their loans. And they said, we're starting it all over again. The bank said, you can't do that. And the people of Greece said, why not? What are you going to do about it? Greece is doing fine now. Their economy is coming back again. They had a little problem for about a year. And you need to start in all over again. If you read the Bible, they talk about the year of Jubilee every 50 years. That's what we need, but this is being prevented because the world is ruled by people of great wealth who tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, which controls the banking system of the world. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens as far as the other European countries. There is Sydney, Greece, and Spain, and Portugal, and Italy. And, of course, if more and more of them do simply pull out of the euro, it may well be that the European idea, the idea of a European community will falter and be destroyed. And, of course, this is the devil's own plan to unite the world, and the best thing for it would be to go down. Here in America, of course, we have very real problems with our banks. And, of course, what are we talking about? Well, should we have gay marriage or not? What's the type? The subject of this week's Newsweek magazine, Obama, the first gay president. Why are we emphasizing the gay issue when we ought to be talking about the financial crisis which is consuming the world? Why, ladies and gentlemen, because your minds are molded, your taste forms, your ideas suggested largely by men you have never heard of. So said Edward Bernays in his book, A Propaganda in 1928. It's just as true today. Well, let's go to Willie. His calling is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Hi, Willie. How are we doing?
All right, Dr. Finn. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you just fine. Go right ahead.
Hey, my wife is here, and we were talking about Obama and being for all these things that he done for the gay marriages and for the gay people in the military and stuff like that. And I'm a preacher in Cincinnati, and I told my wife, I say I don't see the dog in this fight, but I say he got a dog in this fight somewhere. I just don't see it.
I think that his handlers have told him to pick up this issue. I mean, this is a losing issue for him. First of all, he was against gay marriage. Now he's in favor of gay marriage. Originally, he was in favor of it. Then he was against it. Now he's in favor of it. This is being put forward as a great diversion. But you're absolutely right. When we talk about homosexuality, we should understand that these are poor, unfortunate people who have said they're in revolt against God. Do you realize that 25% of homosexuals are into sadism and masochism? It's the so-called boys and leather. Why don't we ever talk about that? I mean, where they like to flog one another and beat one another and humiliate one another. It's a depreciating lifestyle. They die young. They don't have children. It's all about population control. It's all about an affront to God. I sympathize with you. I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America because our moral leaders don't have the courage to stand up against and proclaim, you know, homosexuality is wrong because God says it's wrong. Go ahead.
Is it? You were just talking about last week or this week about somebody wrote a book on if gay lover or something like that.
I really don't recall that. You're going to have to.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood you, but my concern was that was the only thing that you know it was about the gay marriage and for it and against it and for it, against it. I can't figure out why Newsweek would come on and say Obama, the first gay president.
Right. Well, I think people have to understand that this is a diversion, and why are they using this? I don't know, but I do know that we're being manipulated. Sydney, it's an important moral issue. But Sydney, so many of the things that are going on today with a mass murder throughout the world, I mean, the Brotherhood of Darkness has killed probably about 4 billion people during the last century. 4 billion people, they kill millions of people every day through Sydney, but withholding treatments for cancer by putting things in our food, by Sydney giving us biological herbicides or insecticides, pesticides that are killing us, they're killing our children. They know very well why the children are autistic, why the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is increasing, and of course they want it to increase because these people die young. They want to kill off the majority of people in the world, and we're debating homosexuality. Basically, why does anybody want to speak out against the mass genocide that's taking place in the world? Homosexuality is wrong because God says it's wrong. It flies in the face of God's commandments to be there to be fruitful and multiply. And of course, we really just don't have the religious leadership. And I'm so glad you're there speaking out in favor of righteousness.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, well, thank you. That was Willie calling from Cincinnati. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. What do you feel about what's going on today? How do you feel about the fact that 25% of homosexuals are into sadism and masochism? Why won't some of the responsible members of the homosexual community, and there are many who are responsible, but why won't they speak out against sadism and masochism? I'm quite willing to speak out against the policies of so-called conservatives and right-wing Republicans, which I think are immoral and wrong. But why don't our ministers ever talk about sadism, which is just the most horrible, deplorable sort of a situation where people get sexual gratification from torturing other people. And yet this is never discussed publicly. Why? Well, because we're not supposed to talk about that. We don't want our young people to understand when they get into the homosexual lifestyle. They're entering, in many instances, a situation where they will be intimately involved in sadism and masochism. And I think it was last Friday night, the wife, Chris, they had a program on Dateline where a gentleman had, or maybe it was on, I think it was on Friday night where this gentleman, his wife had been killed, brutally murdered, and he was into sadism and masochism. His name was Bob. They called him Master Bob. He was the dominant individual who was directing these sexual orgies. And yet, of course, they interviewed him, incidentally, even though this man who killed his wife has said, Bob told me to do it. He was going to pay me to do it. Why, of course, they say, well, it doesn't matter what he says. We don't have any actual proof of it. And so basically, a Master Bob, who I personally believe, based upon what was said on Dateline, was responsible for having his wife murdered. Well, Master Bob hasn't been prosecuted. And you ask yourself, why? Why? Because there are people within every level of our government, including our legal system and our police force, who are involved in these similar perversions. And time and time again, people are not prosecuted. because they have friends in powerful places. Well, let's go to George. He's calling from Clifton, Ohio. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I will tell you one thing. America has become a depraved nation, and God is going to bring his vengeance on this country, and I fear very soon. Hi, George. How are we doing?
God bless you, Brother Stan. As always, I'm listening to you. I'm being blessed. About the gentleman who just called, talking about that problem with homosexuals and not being reproductive, of course not, because God gave the power to reproduce only to men and women. It's only the union of the men and the women when God blesses us with reproduction. And
well, I agree with you, but the thing is, why is it that there's no law against homosexuals living together? Why do they want to call it marriage? Because it's an affront to God. It's an affront to Christians, and they want, of course, to get this controversy going. This is all about creating a controversy. They're not interested in a solution. They're interested in creating a controversy to keep idle minds busy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. In a free society, people can do the wrong thing. But why would they want to call it marriage? Simply to create a controversy. We'll be right back here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency, you should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Thank you so very much, George. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, Chris, we had George calling in from Clifton, Ohio, and simply just talking about his view that one reason that homosexuality is being openly promoted today is for population control. Men and women, when they join together, will ordinarily have children. Men and women who become joined together with someone of the same sex will not have children. That is absolutely right. If you read the writings of the people pushing certainly population control, they will tell you they want to encourage homosexuality, not only because they do not reproduce, but because 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast cancer and most of them will die from it. And they usually get a worse form. They certainly 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast carcinoma, and they want to suppress this information. Why don't they bring it out? Because they want them to die. Homosexual men will die at a younger age, and they'll die of certainly complications of hepatitis or other diseases because of their lifestyle. And the last thing they want them to know is that, because they want to get rid of them. A large part of this move to encourage homosexuality has nothing to do with the fact that they are, many of them out there, they control the media. It is that the people who control the media hate homosexuals and want them to die. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you hate homosexuals, just do nothing. But if you care about them, why, we have an obligation to simply tell them that what they're doing is wrong. Not only because God says it's wrong, but because it's a terrible price to pay for homosexuality in the increase of incidence of breast carcinoma, the increase of unnecessary deaths among male homosexuals. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, we'll talk about whatever you want to. It's Open Line Wednesday. I think we ought to talk about the fact that the financial situation in America is certainly going to deteriorate, and I fear it's going to deteriorate dramatically during this coming year. I do believe, of course, we're going to begin to see runs on the banks here in the United States, just as we're seeing over in Greece. I think that the real inflation rate is about 10 to 11%, which means, of course, that the gross domestic product is not increasing 2%, as they're telling us. Figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they work for the government, and they're rigging the figures. And certainly, if you believe that we have a 2% inflation rate, you go to the store, go to the gas station, suddenly go to the place where you buy new clothing, and look and see what's happening to the prices. Are you going to believe what the government tells you, or going to believe your lying eyes? And if you believe your lying eyes, you're going to know that they're lying. And the real inflation is calculated by John Williams of ShadowStats.com. That's John Williams of ShadowStats.com, is between 10 or 11%, which means that the real gross domestic product is about -2% to -3%, and we're in a depression. The only thing is the average American has no idea what's really going on, because our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. The people who control the major media outlets in America, the six major media outlets, and of course they control all the others. And fortunately, we can certainly buy time on private radio stations, which we have to do. But we have an outreach, and certainly so does Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Loeffler. John's got about 300 stations that carry his program every week, doing a wonderful job. And more Americans are waking up to the fact that we're being lied to. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and would like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. What are you concerned about this evening? Are you concerned about the moral breakdown of our society? Are you concerned the fact that we've wasted $1 trillion on an unnecessary war in Afghanistan? We've killed 1 million people over there, and George Bush has just said, oh, shucks, you know, I was wrong. No, ladies and gentlemen, he knew what he was doing, and he's responsible for mass murder. But nobody's ever going to hold him to it unless the American people demand that the people responsible for these crimes are punished. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And we have Ron calling from Washington State, who says he's talking to a lot of the Spanish people up there in Washington, and most of them have no access to information. They've never heard of Fast and Furious, the gun smuggling operation, which, of course, is directly being run and funded and abetted by Eric Holder and my Justice Department, actively shipping guns and weapons and sophisticated weaponry to the drug cartels in Mexico, which is certainly why there's so much violence down there. Because the American government is actually arming the drug cartels so they can have their drug wars. But why should we be surprised, Ron? If you go into so many of the wars, whether it be the Iran-Iraq war of the 1980s, we were arming both sides. So in the Vietnam War, we were arming the North Vietnamese, and then we were arming the South Vietnamese. During the Second World War, we were arming the Germans. We were fighting the Germans as well. So nothing is as it appears to be. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And if when the American people ultimately learn that we not only finance, but we arm the Nazis out during the Second World War, that, of course, through the Odessa Files, why we helped the Nazis, between 10 and 50,000 Nazis to escape to South America. And anybody who wants to know about that needs to go up on the Internet and look up the RAT line, R-A-T. Or if you honestly believe that Hitler died in a bunker in Germany, in Berlin, you need to get this new book called Grey Wolf. Grey Wolf, it is one of the most popular books throughout the rest of the world about Hitler's life after the bunker there in Berlin, and not a word in the American media. What happened to Martin Bormann? Certainly a book called, Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, and it was written by a CBS reporter, totally blocked out in America. We're to believe all the things we've been told, and most of them are true. Our telephone number, Paul Manning wrote the book Nazi in Exile. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, and go right ahead, Ron.
Well, just the folks that I meet when I start to inform them, they're very, very curious, and they have very, very good, strong moral values, and they're very loyal to the United States. These are the kids that I meet, and a lot of the information is especially not only the English, but the Spanish even worse. They don't get the information. It's not being disseminated. And I said there's a growth industry right there for someone who could to try and educate them, get into the media, and to start to disseminate. These people are very receptive.
There's so much information that's false, and of course people really need to understand that most of what they think is just is not true. This is why my DVD, my new DVD, based upon my interview with Norman Dodd, who headed the research committee for the Reese Committee that investigated the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, is so important. And what did the congressional investigation of the Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie Foundations discover? Why these foundations' primary goal was to finance communism and socialism throughout the world, so we would have an enemy to fight. And, of course, as the head of the Ford Foundation told Norman Dodd, we are operating under presidential directive to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. I believe that's true. That's exactly what's going on today. Anything else you wanted to say, Ron?
Yeah, just one thing about John McCain. I've heard some stories about him collaborating with the enemy while he was a POW. What would be the source for that?
Oh, there's just so much information on that. Because if you go to any of the POW organizations, why that gets into the background of it. We have actually four tape sets on the men we left behind. I would say probably it's part of our information on Vietnam, but the four tape set, the men we left behind, gets into the fact that John McCain is a traitor to America. He should have been tried for treason. Instead of that, he was rewarded by becoming a United States senator. But if you go up on the internet and simply type in John McCain conceals evidence of MIAs or conceals MIAs, something like that, you'll get all sorts of hits. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, anything else before we let you go?
No, sir.
God bless. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Roman, who's calling us here from Columbus, Ohio, and our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. But you know what? You're coming in kind of foggy. I don't know if it's the radio waves or your telephone or what, just to let you know.
Well, thank you very much for letting us know. It looks like it. You sound pretty good. It could be something there, the radio. Because are you listening to us on shortwave? How are you getting it?
I'm listening to you on shortwave.
Okay. Sometimes shortwave will do that. It doesn't give you the best. The reason we keep up the shortwave, we've got so many listeners all over North America that don't have any other means of getting us. They don't have computers. If you have a computer, you can listen 24 hours a day with a digital clarity. But shortwave, well, what can you say? Okay, what would you like to talk about, Roman?
Getting back to the homosexuality, whether between men and men or women and women, I'd like to go backwards in time. I could pick a date. It would be 1975 in the case in the city of Chicago where Judge Prentice Marshall resided over it, but he decided that it's okay for women to be police officers. So my feelings are, I don't know how to say the words exactly like the way St. Paul wrote it, but something about you're not using the first use of the woman. Well, there's no woman alive that belongs to be a police officer. There's no woman alive that belongs to be a soldier. I'm talking about soldier in combat. So I think what it happens is, in due course of time, it just goes forward, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And there's a certain amount of gradualism that all the perverts in every area just do, and they keep relying on these court cases. Some people don't even know too much about what happened there in the city of Chicago in 1975, but there were several things. First off, as I remember, they tried to do it by legislature, and the legislators wouldn't vote it in that women were allowed to be police officers. And the other thing that happened, which a lot of people don't know, but before the court case, the city of Chicago actually did have a few women police officers. So what's the connection? Well, with Satan's work and his people, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And now we got homosexuals.
Well, Sydney, I don't have any strong feelings about women being Sydney police officers, but I do have
feelings.
And that's, I can understand that. But I certainly agree with you as far as women in combat units. I think women can serve in the military. But certainly, if they're in combat units, it's going to be demoralizing. And but the difficulty is there's an organized effort to break down the moral structure of our society. I certainly believe that God intended for women to be at home raising children. Now, some women can't, and certainly some women would like to be police officers, and I'm sure that some of them are excellent police officers.
I don't think so, but anyhow,
Well, that's all right. So we will agree to disagree on that. Our telephone
on that point, yes, we do. Okay, good night, Doctor.
All right, and God bless. Bye. Thanks for calling, Roman. Bye. And certainly, we don't necessarily have to agree on everything. Do you have any strong thoughts one way or the other on women being police officers? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's know what you think or what you'd like to talk about. But certainly what we're seeing is a progressive demoralization of America. And they've been working at this for the better part of 100 years because, of course, they want to destroy the moral fabric of society, the moral fabric of American society. And once that is destroyed, why, the major bulwark of Western civilization will be gone. And suddenly they've changed the music and the message of our Christian churches. They've changed the teaching in our schools. Now, one person in 100 really understands the Constitution or why it was designed as it is. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's very, very few people who understand that there is a spiritual battle going on today. And it's going on behind the scenes for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. And there are very, very powerful people who want to destroy America. And they're doing a very, very good job of it. And right now we've got Rich calling from Utica, New York. So let's go to Rich. And if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Rich. What would you like to talk about?
How you doing, Dr. Stan? I'd like to follow up on the last caller. He was kind of on something. I heard the scripture, what I'm going to comment on, is the feminizing of America. And I've noticed this personally because I have two little grandchildren, and I watch them all the time, and I monitor the shows that they watch on TV. And what I've been noticing is a lot of these kids' shows, they're portraying the girls as more or less the masculine figure, the smart one, the authoritative one. And the boys are always dumb and silly and stupid. The girls are the heroes. And if you notice on TV also, I see a lot of the police show, a lot of these different shows where the woman is the boss, the guy is the idiot, you know, the woman is a smart one. Even in the police shows, the women are the captain, the women are running companies. Now, you know, I know this happens in everyday life on a smaller extent, but I think that comes into play with the whole social fabric of our country, where men don't even know.
I think you're absolutely right, Rich. It's certainly everything you're saying is right. They want to change the roles, certainly, of men and women. And this is why I certainly think that the women in command positions in the military is a terrible mistake. There's a lot of jobs they could have, but you should not put a woman into a command position, especially in a military unit. I think it is wrong. Go ahead.
Exactly. I was in the military, and I was in Southeast Asia. And I can tell you this, that what they're not speaking of is the problem of women in the Iraq War has come about, pregnancies, the unique problems that women have to themselves. And the other thing is, guys become friendlier with the woman as a natural thing. And in the line of combat, who are they gonna protect? They're gonna protect their girlfriend, they're gonna protect the woman a little bit more than they'll protect the next guy. When that really isn't what the mission is, composed to do. That's pretty much my comment.
All right, Rich. Rich, I agree with everything you said, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a good night, Dr.
God bless. Let's go to Ann, who's calling here from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Ann. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
Hey, last summer I was new to listening to your program, and I happened upon it. You guys were already in a major discussion. I caught the tail end of it. I've been wondering for 6 months what it was that I heard. Something about people being abducted, I thought it was children, and then purportedly federal government employees coming on the media and denying that it occurred.
Well, now, are you talking about Sydney and the pretender, the idea of people being suddenly kidnapped and taken into these programs for where they're programmed and dissociated personalities? Is that what you're talking about?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. Now, I let me tell you.
I think that
abducted, and their parents saying the child was abducted, and then federal employees allegedly coming on the media and denying that it occurred is what I thought was being said. Perhaps I misunderstood, and it was about these alleged alien abductions. I don't know.
Well, they're entirely different situations. Certainly there are programs to abduct children and take them into training programs. That's the story of Kathy O'Brien. And if you haven't read Kathy's book, you need to get it. And then, of course, there's the other issue, of course, of the UFOs. There really are people who are abducted by these demonic beings, and there really is a spiritual element to what goes on, and they suddenly are taken away, and then they're released, and they're never quite the same again. And we actually have 4 tape sets on UFOs, and we have that great 4 tape set of Barry Samish's on the return of the giants, certainly the supernatural occurrences over in Israel, which stopped until just this last week, when suddenly there now are new supernatural UFO sightings over in Israel. But I think probably what you'd want to do would be to get our 4 tape set on UFOs. It'll answer your questions, okay? And you can get it by calling 1-800-5-4.
When the federal officials show up tonight, happened, it probably wasn't about children being abducted. Is that correct?
Well, basically, no. This is people as a whole. The children abducted, which Kathy O'Brien's Access Denied, her book, because she was a victim of this Access Denied, and we are the sole distributor of the book. Fascinating information people need to understand.
Then I need to read that one, too. And God bless you. I would not have believed anything that you talk about until the last year of my life. And after everything I've lived through, now I know you do know what you're talking about.
Well, God bless you. Thanks very much. And please try to get other people to listen. I'll tell you, it really sounds pretty absurd. And if I hadn't lived through a lot of these things myself and know people who lived through them, I'd say it just couldn't be true. Thanks very much. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Ann calling from Cincinnati. We're right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our last caller was from Post Falls, Idaho. He's just questioning the legality of the 16th Amendment, and I think we should all question it. Certainly, there's a gentleman. We spent some time with him, interviewed him several times, and he went around to every state in the Union to find out if the 16th Amendment was ever really ratified by the states, and found that neither the 15th or 16th Amendment were ever ratified, and they ended up putting him in prison. They cannot allow the public to realize that most of what's going on is fraudulent. The 16th Amendment allows massive extension of government control, bring us all under the control of the federal authority, and providing the funds that are being used today to pursue this idea of empire, to actually pursue this idea of a massive military that is being used, of course, to impose tyranny all throughout the world, which is why, of course, we have our military troops in 130 nations, why we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. And if you haven't read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, written by John Perkins, who's really very much of a liberal in many ways, but he's an honest man, and or heard my four interviews with him called Economic Hitman. You need to get it and understand that we are placing dictators in power all throughout the world. And right now, of course, having nothing to do with certainly John Perkins, but we've toppled the government of Turkey. We've toppled the government of Lebanon, of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya. We're in the process of toppling the government of Syria and of Yemen and of Bahrain. And we're putting in members of the Muslim Brotherhood so we can have the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming great war with the Muslim world. And I think it's coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And basically, of course, it's all funded with our government money. Of course, we've run out of money, so now we simply borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. And this is, of course, going to end up bankrupt America, destroying the value of our currency, impoverishing our people, and what will this lead to? Of course, total power. When the whole system comes tumbling down, where will people look? Why, they'll look to the government to solve our problems, rather than looking to themselves. The only people who can save America are the people and return control to the local government. Well, if you want to know what's really going on today, you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget that we will be speaking at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on the 2nd and 3rd of June at the Conspiracy Conference. You can learn more by going to conspiracycon.com. That's the website, www.conspiracycon.com. And I expect there's going to be a great turnout. Now, I want to warn you, there's a lot of people there that you may want to disagree with, but there are a lot of excellent speakers as well. I go because there needs to be a Christian voice in these programs such as this, and we proclaim our faith and our dependence on our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of the people there, of course, come from the dark side, who have embraced the other spirituality, and we'll be discussing the other gods at this conference as well, because you can't understand what is going on in Christianity today unless you understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, through the prairies, through the ocean,
well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. Hi, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I don't think I've ever had a time that I was so appreciative of you allowing me to be on your program as tonight, because of what's happening out there in the financial world, that people desperately need to know what's going on.
All right, fine. Well, I would simply point out that certainly over in Europe, the people are panicking. There are runs on the banks in Greece this last Monday. They took almost $1 billion out of deposits in Greece. You have to understand that suddenly you put your money in the bank. You expect it to be there when you want it back. The people in Greece are frantic. They're afraid, of course, that the Greece is going to leave this eurozone, the euro currency, and they're going to lose their money. They're frantically taking their money out of the bank. The banks in Europe are frightened to death. And as I said during the last hour, I got an email from the Union Bank of Switzerland today, the first one in 40 years, telling me that their bank is fine. There's nothing to worry about. Their bank is solvent. Do not panic. Do not panic. Do not panic. And after I got to reading the email, I was ready to panic. And basically, this is happening all across Europe as people are losing confidence in the banking system there. And I fear that this may very well happen in America very, very soon. Lindsay, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. This very well could happen in America soon. So as all of your listening audience knows, many years ago, I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain of the elite of the world. And for 3 years' time, I lived with these people that you only hear about and never get to meet or shake hands with. And over these years, they have told me things that were going to happen. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was in touch with Dr. Sand. You know who he is. I'll not give his name because he is retired from Atlantic Richfield, and people wouldn't want to cause him a problem. But He's a gentleman in his 70s. Some others are in their 80s. And what I'm getting in the past 2 weeks, I was so appalled and startled that I felt I had to do something in a hurry, an emergency, if you want to call it that. And the reason I'm giving the time frame on this is because it's so vitally important for people to realize how that everything is planned right down to sometimes even the day. Well, on last week, on Tuesday of last week, I think it was to be exact, I contacted the people who make my DVDs and CDs, and I said, I've got to do an emergency. I said, there's no choice. I have been told that something drastic could happen in the derivative market. And Dr. Stan, I hope everyone out there in the audience tonight will realize the importance of what's taking place, not on the New York stock market. Now, if the Wall Street New York stock market had gone down last week by 300 to 400 points, it would not even have disturbed me at all. I wouldn't have been bothered because I know the plunge protection team is there to protect it and keep it from dropping too far. But when I heard on Friday that J.P. Morgan had lost $2 billion in the derivative market, oh my goodness, that's a whole different story. And I was startled, Dr. Stan.
Well, I don't blame you. I think that this is something to be concerned about. But, of course, basically, people really don't understand that $2 billion in the derivative markets is peanuts. The market is somewhere between $60 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion. Nobody knows. Go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan and Lindsay said, he said that the beginning of last week, while he had prepared a new DVD on the danger of the derivative market. Derivatives are insurance policies that guarantee repayment of loans. That is, that the insurance policies that have no backing on it. And so basically, of course, if the somebody wants to collect on the insurance, the banks don't have any money to cover it, so they're just going to have to take it out of their own holdings or go to the government. And what we've done, in essence, they allow these banks with massive derivative holdings, and we're talking of J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, that probably between them are holding $30 or $40 trillion in derivatives. And now they suddenly turn that responsibility over to the American government. They've said, now we're banks, we're no longer investment banks, we're regular banks. And since what we have actually now given you the responsibility, you, the United States government, the responsibility for backing our derivative contracts. They've not paid our federal government anything as they should for it. And, of course, if the derivatives start to go, why, our own government will have to just start turning money out, printing money so rapidly, they will destroy literally overnight the value of our currency. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
At the last year of the administration of our previous president, Mr. Bush, the Federal Reserve came up with QE1, Quantitative Easing 1. And they literally pulled out of thin air billions and billions and actually trillions of dollars and gave it, literally handed it to the banks of America in order to keep them solvent. We had had the bubble to burst in the real estate market. The derivative market was on the verge of a crash. And the Federal Reserve did what they did with QE1. Then they came along with QE2. Now, this is so strange because if any of you listening tonight happen to be small business owners or you've tried to get a mortgage on a house, just go to a bank and see if you can get any money. In fact, a friend of mine just recently who is in business for himself went to get a small business loan, and he said, Chaplain, if I had $1 million in my bank account, they wouldn't give me $500,000 on a small business loan. I said, what are you talking about? He said, banks are not lending money anymore. People who have, friends of mine who have tried to go and get a mortgage on their house, forget it. They'll talk to you, and they'll fill out your paperwork and keep you hanging for months and months and months until you've lost everything. But try to get a loan on this. Why? I'll tell you why. I just found out this past week, and I was so startled because, okay, what are the banks doing with the money? The money was given to them in QE1 and QE2. Literally billions and billions of dollars, and what did they do with it? They're not giving it out in loans to the people. They're not giving it to small businesses. They turned around and invested it in the derivative market. Oh, my goodness, when I found this out, I was so startled because, you see, I had just been told within the past 2 weeks, Chaplain, watch the derivative market. Don't pay attention to anything else. And it was so urgent on the part of Mr. X, Dr. Stan, you know who he is, and it was so urgent on the part of these who were telling it to me until I expected something maybe a month or two from now, July, August, maybe September. I mean, last Friday, J.P. Morgan. Well, now let me give you the figures of what banks have done. Instead of taking the money that were given to them by the Federal Reserve in order to bail them out at the time of QE1 and QE2, they took it and bet on it. That's all a derivative is. A derivative is nothing but a Las Vegas-style gambling one-arm bandit that banks use, very sophisticated monetary instruments, in order to create massive amounts of money. I want to give you, I hope you have a pencil and paper. Please write down the amount that the four largest banks in America have right now exposed to the derivative market because they took the money from QE1, QE2, and invested in derivatives. Here they are. J.P. Morgan Chase right now has an exposure of 1.1 trillion. You did hear me correctly. They have an exposure of $70.1 trillion in the derivative market. Citibank has an exposure of $52.1 trillion, not million or billion, trillion. Bank of America has a $50.1 trillion exposure in the derivative market, and Goldman Sachs has $44.2 trillion. Now, let's try to put that in perspective so that you can understand what it is. These four combined is approximately $200 trillion. We have a national debt of only $15.1 trillion, and this $200 trillion that these four American banks alone have in exposure to the derivative market is approximately three times the size of the entire global economy. And when I saw on Friday what had happened after I had been told within the past 2 weeks what was going to happen to the derivative market, I was stunned. In fact, I was shocked to no end. I immediately got in touch with Mr. Tom Fowler, whom I'd been put in touch with about a year ago, and he said, "Chaplain, I'm glad you called," because he said, "Our entire staff, everybody in his office, has been put on 24/7 emergency alert." In fact, he sent this to me in an email later on. And he said, "Chaplain, we are watching the derivative market around the clock." Well, turns out on Monday, it wasn't $2 billion that J.P. Morgan had lost in the derivative market. It was more like $10 to $12 billion that J.P. Morgan had lost in the derivative market. Now, why is this so important? Let me go back to what Mr. Tom Fowler said. And he said it on our latest DVD series, Secrets of the Elite, and in it you'll see him say it. He said that 35 years ago, he was actually on Wall Street as a Wall Street insider, a beginner back in those days, a young man, and he said that he was told to begin selling derivatives. Now, this is 35 years ago. Folks, the elite, the New World Order crowd, had this planned 30 to 35 years ago. Tom Fowler was on Wall Street, and he said he was told to begin selling derivatives, and he was told what they were. He didn't even know what they were up until that point. He was told to begin selling them all over the world, and he did. A few days later, one of the elite, as I would call them, he and I met some of the same people. I met them on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline when I was at Chaplin. He met them as a Wall Street insider, and one of them came to him and said, "Tom, the people that you're selling the derivatives to, don't tell them this," but he said, "You need to know." He said, "The derivative market is being created for the purpose of bringing about a worldwide monetary financial crash or collapse whenever we get the New World Order gets ready to do it." 35 years ago. And I said, "Tom, would you be willing to tell this on DVD so people can hear it?" He said, "I've never told my story before." And he did. 35 years ago, he was told that the derivative market, when it crashes. Now, can you imagine, everyone out there in the listening audience tonight, can you imagine how that when 2 weeks ago, I was warned by my elitist friend, "Watch the derivative market. Learn more about the derivative market." And then he gave me some pointers that I'm going to give you in just a moment. Can you imagine how startled I was when on Friday, J.P. Morgan showed the first crack in the derivative market? Now, this was nothing. Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. A $2 billion loss for J.P. Morgan is really nothing. J.P. Morgan, by the way, folks, just so that you'll understand, they have a proprietary trading fund that on any given day we could use up all of it or portions of it. J.P. Morgan alone has a proprietary trading fund of $374 billion. So a $2 billion loss is really very negative. I mean, it really isn't much, but it indicates a crack in the derivative market that is startling. The total value of J.P. Morgan is $2.2 trillion. Listen, what happened on last Friday, I've had to do some digging. And the people that I've contacted on Wall Street, these figures they've given to me, and and I'm more startled by the moment as I look at them, then came up the subject of QE3. Now, you've heard the Federal Reserve talking recently about the fact that because the economy is not improving, that they may have to initiate QE3. And when we got into the subject of the derivative crack of J.P. Morgan, the QE3 subject came out, and also the interest rate subject came out. Oh, my, when I heard about QE3 and how dangerous it is and how it is going to literally cause a tsunami of activity amongst nations all around the world if the Federal Reserve initiates it. They can't do it. They must not initiate QE3 because it is going to cause some things that are going to be catastrophic. Yet on the other hand, they don't have any choice. Now, you have pencils and paper by now because I'm quite sure that you have listened to some of what I'm giving so far. I want you to jot down four things for me. You must be aware of the derivative market and watch very carefully for a crack in the derivative market. Why? Because of what banks have done, the American taxpayers are exposed to approximately $292 trillion worth of derivatives if the derivative market crashes. And the elite have built the derivative market over a period of 35 to 40 years for the purpose of right now, to be able to bring down not only the American dollar, but the currencies of the world. Now, go back to something that you've heard me say.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
To Stan and Cindy Lindsay's quoting the president of Brazil, a woman who had visited President Obama and said that you cannot continue to inflate the value of a currency. You can't have a QE1 and QE2 and then go to QE3. And certainly if you do, of course, you're just massively increasing the amount of dollars that are out there. This will end up destroying the dollar. It will have an effect on the Brazilian currency. And if you try to do this, why Brazil, and she said we, although she's speaking of Brazil, or all of the BRIC nations are going to have to retaliate. And basically, Chris, what they can do is get together and replace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And then we can do whatever we want to, because it will have lost so much money. But if it does that, it means that they steal the life savings of the American citizens. Our pensions, certainly our insurance policies, our bonds, anything we have denominated in dollars will lose a large part of its value. And many people will be left impoverished during the twilight years of their life. Go right ahead.
By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, that was the expression that was given to me. I did not say that it would be non-existent. It'll still be there. But the purchasing power of that dollar will have been diminished so much because the nations of the world don't trust it anymore. I'm finding out something, Dr. Stan. As I learn more and more, as I did this past week, oh, my goodness, did I have an education on currency this past week because of what happened at J.P. Morgan. I am realizing that the only people on the face of this earth that trust the American dollar anymore is the American people. As someone said to me the other day, they said, well, Chaplain, we can still go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread. Well, what are you telling me the dollar's dead for? Well, the rest of the world is scared to death of it. The only people that trust it anymore is the American people. And do you realize that the only thing that keeps the American dollar stable and does not let it crash is faith? That's right, faith in it. You feel that you can use it to buy something with. It has no gold backing. It has nothing to back it whatsoever. It came out of thin air. It was printed and created by the Federal Reserve. It has no monetary value whatsoever except the faith that you have in it. And once that faith is lost by the other currencies of the world, okay, I must go on now and give you the other expressions that were given to me because you positively must write these signs down and watch them so that you can get out of paper before it collapses. Yes, many of you are still into paper. You still have a pretty good sized bank account out there. You still have 401ks and IRAs. You're still into mutual funds. You're still trusting the Federal Reserve note. There's coming a time when if you don't get out of that paper immediately, I didn't say right now, I didn't say today, but you've got to know the signs that the elite have given to me as to how much longer you can stay in that paper before you positively must get out of it or you're going to lose it. Now, the first item, whenever you see a crack come in the derivative market, which it began last Friday, very small one, nothing significant, didn't destroy the currency of America. It made people think who knew what was going on.
But, Lindsay, how will people recognize that there's a crack in the derivative market, Sydney? What happened with Sydney last Friday when J.P. Morgan Chase was interesting, but how will the average individual recognize a crack in the derivatives market?
Number one, currency wars. The more currency wars that you see, such as Brazil and China, who have already indicated it, the more you're going to realize that the crack has come. There's a second way that you can know. Trade wars. As is, it was expressed to me, they said, the average person will not know whether there's a crack in the derivative market or not. But I saw it on Friday. And you did too, if you were watching what happened to JP Morgan. It was open. Now, you'll know that also because that crack in the derivative market will bring about more currency wars by more and more countries. Thirdly, currency wars will bring on trade wars. Now please write down these dates. Okay, I'll give you the fourth point before I even go to it, just in case, because I don't want to get away from time here. The fourth way that you can know of a crack in the derivative market is interest rate arise, and the Federal Reserve will be announcing it.
All right, you're right ahead.
Okay, let's go now to trade wars so that you'll understand what they are, because it will be indicated to the average person whenever you see currency wars will bring on trade wars. And the first trade war that we saw took place the first week of February of 2012. And it happened when China and Japan signed the largest trade agreement that has ever been signed on the face of this earth. And they said, and keep in mind now that America is the number one economy of the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lindsay was simply talking about trade wars. He was just saying that it was just a few months ago, China and Japan signed the largest trade agreement ever. And go ahead, pick up the story up there, Lindsay.
At the time of the Great Depression in 1929 through 1933, there were many people who made great fortunes. Not everyone stood in the soup lines in New York and San Francisco and Chicago. Now, the people who knew what were going to happen, they knew what had been planned by the elite. Yes, back in those days, they didn't call themselves the New World Order, but they were still there. The people who knew what was going to happen, they knew what to get into in order to make a fortune, and they did. Now, if you know the signs, you can survive what is going to take place with the American dollar. So, number one, watch the derivative market. Number two, whenever the derivative market begins to crack, it'll be because of currency wars will show up. Currency wars will bring on trade wars. And in February, first week of February 2012, China and Japan, second and third largest economies in the world, said we're going to buy and sell goods amongst ourselves and we will not use the American dollar. First time this has ever happened, ever. Nobody's ever done this before in modern times. Then, the second trade war that began, Iran, we said, Iran, we're going to put sanctions on you. You cannot sell your oil and use the American dollar to sell it. Well, the petrodollar has always been the American dollar. Nobody bought and sold oil without using the American dollar. Well, if Iran could not use the American dollar for the sale of their oil, they couldn't sell their oil. India stepped up and said, Iran, our economy needs your oil. We will pay you in gold. We will ship you outright gold for a million barrels of oil every day. Iran produces 3.5 million barrels of oil every day, and India said, I want 1 million of it. We'll pay you in gold. We will not use the American dollar. Folks, this has never happened before. It's always been the petrodollar. Saudi Arabia. And mark this one down. March of 2012, Saudi Arabia said, China, we will build the largest oil refinery ever built on the face of the earth. We'll build it in China. We'll supply you with our oil. This is our largest supplier of oil abroad, folks, Saudi Arabia. And they said, we're not going to supply to China. Of course, we'll supply to you in America also. But we'll build the refinery. And China, we will not use the petrodollar for the sale and trade of this oil. You ready for the next one? April the 5th, 2012. There were a group of nations. They called themselves BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. It stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They met in New Delhi, and they said, we don't want to use the American dollar anymore. We're going to form our own bank, and we will have our own currency that we will trade amongst ourselves. We will not use the reserve currency of the world, the American dollar, any longer. Would you like to know what these nations represent? Brazil, Russia, China, and South Africa. They represent 43% of the world's population, 18% of the world's GDP, gross domestic product, 53% of the global financial capital. And they said, we are not going to use the American dollar any longer. Then, 10 nations, and please jot down the date, April 2012. We're talking about last month. 10 nations, two of them being China and India, got together and said, we're not going to use SWIFT anymore. Now let me explain SWIFT quickly. SWIFT stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. If you want to transfer funds to somebody abroad, you'd go down to Western Union, and you give them the money, pay a premium, and they'd transfer your money for you. That's what SWIFT is, except people who deal in billions and trillions on any day, they always use SWIFT, Society of World Interbank Financial Telecommunications, to transfer their funds. And there are 10 nations now that have said, we are not going to use SWIFT any longer than one last break, trade wars. China and Iran. China said, I need some of that oil too, Iran, and we're willing to pay you for gold. You ready for the date? April the 27th, 2012. What am I trying to show? Folks, within less than months' time, the American dollar being used as the reserve currency of the world. You say, Chaplain, the American dollar is still strong. It hasn't collapsed yet. Oh, yes, it has. The American dollar has already collapsed, and it won't show up at the grocery store and the hardware store and the drug store for approximately 9 months to a year. And when it does, it's going to show up with a vengeance. Now, what I have just mentioned to you is what my elite friend was trying to explain to me. He said, Chaplain, whenever you begin to see trade wars take place, well, we're already seeing them. For the first time in the history of the American dollar, he said, whenever you see these trade wars begin, you know that this is an indication of a crack in the derivative market. Now the last one. If for some reason you have trouble recognizing currency wars, if some reason you have trouble recognizing trade wars, you won't have any trouble whatsoever recognizing the fourth sign that my elitist friend gave me, and this is so simple, you use it almost every day, you pay it whenever you have a savings account, interest rates. That's right, just this simple phrase, interest rates, and it is so profound in the financial world. He said, Chaplain, whenever the currency wars and the trade wars develops, it's going to bring on it's going to require the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. And he's put it to me this way, and I'm going to try my best to put it to you as plain as I can. He said, Chaplain, if people wait until after they see interest rates rise, they've lost it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, Chaplain, because people don't want the dollar anymore, they're bailing out. All these countries I just listened to you a moment ago that have got trade wars going on already, they're going to have to turn in those American dollars. That means what's the Federal Reserve going to do with them? They're going to have all of these American dollars are going to literally flood the market because of not being used anymore. Then people won't want our T-bills. The Federal Reserve will be forced into saying we're going to raise interest rates. Put this figure down. A 1% rise in interest rates will add $140 billion to the national debt. We can't stand that. We're already $15.1 trillion in debt. Folks, you must keep your ear to the track. If you ever hear of the Federal Reserve saying they're going to raise interest rates, it's all over. If you have not gotten out of paper by that time, you've lost it. I'm trying to be kind to you, but I'm also trying to help you. Those who knew the Great Depression was coming and knew it in time, they made great fortunes. You must. Okay, I'm going to give you this, what you must do, according to my elite friend. He said, please beg people to secure their assets. Get out of all paper of every kind and put everything into tangibles. Now, tangible is not necessarily just gold and silver. A tangible may be a garden where you can raise vegetables for your family. A tangible may be a paid-for roof over your head. Whatever the tangible on your part might be, you must get into tangibles as quick as you can, securing your assets, get out of paper whenever you see the trade wars getting bigger and the currency wars growing, and more, J.P. Morgan, as it happened last weekend, and whenever this happens, you're going to see more and more of it. What took place last week is only the beginning of what's going to happen with the derivative market. You just saw the first sign of it with what happened on Friday. This is going to grow, grow, grow. J.P. Morgan was only the first, and $2 billion is a drop in the bucket. You're going to see more and more, and when you see it, you'll also notice currency wars, trade wars, and the final step will be interest rate rise on the part of the Federal Reserve, and by that time, you had best be out of all paper, and if you aren't out of it, you are going to lose it, Dr. Stan.
I can certainly believe that is true, and that we've been cautioning people for a long time to understand that the paper money is totally fraudulent, and basically, of course, initially, the people of great wealth utilized the paper money system. We accumulated a great deal of wealth. Now they're getting out of the paper, They're leaving us with the paper, and they're moving into commodities. They're moving into tangible instruments. They will become fabulously wealthy, and the vast majority of the American people will be impoverished. Would that be a fair statement?
Dr. Stan, that's exactly what's going to happen. You have summed it up perfectly, and I'm so glad that you see it. And, of course, you can continue to give it to your listening audience. My elite friends have given it to me, and as you know, over the past 35 years, not one time have they ever said something that didn't take place exactly as they had planned it behind closed doors. Now, because of that, I did an emergency recording last Tuesday after I'd been told this by my elite friend. It is a CD, and we have included it in the package. Now, you can get it with the package entitled Secrets of the Elite, our 3.5-hour DVD series that was just completed a matter of a few days ago and is now being delivered. And in it, you will have this new CD, which will explain everything that my elite friend told me just recently. Please jot down our toll-free number. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to www.prophecyclub.com, and you'll find the advertisement on Secrets of the Elite, just prepared here a few days ago, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 24 hours a day, 888-799-6111. I felt that I had to put this in on recording. I am so glad I did it on Tuesday, because on Friday it happened. And I was stunned because of the fact that it had just actually been put on a recording that it was going to take place. So, Dr. Stan, now your audience knows what's going to happen. They can take precautions. You don't have to lose sleep over this at night. And, folks, I still believe it's time to turn all this around. I don't think we have to go through what Greece is going through. I still believe that we have that Constitution. And I believe there are enough Americans waking up right now that something can be done about this. And because of programs just like yours, Dr. Stan, I think it's going to be a turnaround for America somehow. I don't know exactly how it'll happen, but I cannot believe that we're going to lose this great constitutional republic of ours. I believe it's time to see enough Americans wake up, because you remember one thing that I learned when I lived with the elite is only one thing they're frightened of. Currency doesn't bother them. Washington doesn't bother them. They control who gets into Congress and who becomes president. The only one thing bothers the elite. There's a handful of them. There are millions of us, and they are scared to death when the masses begin to wake up, Dr. Stan.
I certainly agree with you, Lindsay. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But remember, certainly, over in Europe this week, why there's panic. Suddenly, the people are pulling their money frantically out of the banks there. Now, some of them are bringing their money to the United States. They're going to the Isle of Man. They're going to Austria. They're going to Switzerland. They're going to suddenly Liechtenstein. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the people in the banking system over there are very, very concerned. And that's why, suddenly, they sent me this morning an email telling me how stable the banks are in Europe. Well, I don't believe that the banking system is stable at all. I believe that they're all over leveraged. They're all built upon a fraudulent nature. And the fact that at this time in history, they would, for the first time in 40 years, they would suddenly start sending out directives, trying to reassure people that they have nothing to worry about. Just leave your money in the bank. Just trust us. Well, I would like to suggest that this is not the time to trust people, the time to begin considering what's going on. Certainly, I believe the Union Bank is an excellent bank, but of course, they are all basically having trouble. Let's go to Dan calling from South Covington, Kentucky. Hi, Dan. How are you doing? Question or comment? Go ahead, Dan.
Hi.
Go ahead. We are hearing you. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Okay. Can you explain to me, Dr. Stan, one more time, exactly how the elite are going to make money out of this situation?
Well, basically, Chris, it's not necessarily about making money. This whole thing is about destroying the infrastructure of our society and destroying contemporary society. You see, you're looking at it from a logical point of view. The real agenda is something known as creative destruction. And when look up on the internet, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. And, of course, he was asked that question during congressional hearings. And he said, we want to create a new society. And to do that, we've got to destroy the old one. That's what it's really all about. And what they really want to do is impoverish the American people. That's what it's all about. And they said, go ahead.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's a good answer. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, and basically it's so difficult for people to say, why would rational people want to do that? And the answer is, we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who serve a different God, who want to destroy Christian civilization. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Why do you think they want to get us out of our cars? Why do you think they want to do? I sell us this idea of global warming, so we've got to stop using fossil fuels. Why do you think they're tearing out the dams so there don't be any hydroelectricity? Why do you think they've done everything they could to discourage the utilization of nuclear power, Sydney? And, of course, with this global warming scare, we're going to have to stop producing our electricity from fossil fuels. How do you think we're going to get electricity and power, Dan? And we're not going to be able to. When you understand that they want to destroy industrial society, all of this makes sense. If you look at it from a logical point of view, which most people are, you say it's madness. But this is what it's really all about. I hope that gives you a logical explanation.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams to wrap up tonight's program.
Many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, Cindy, Linda is saying, Cindy, we want to make all of our preparations that we can from a financial point of view, but I want you to conclude your remarks, Lindsay, with what you're just saying about the spiritual aspect of what's going on. Please go ahead.
You need to set that spiritual house on a solid rock, and that solid rock is Jesus Christ, and the rock is the Word of God. And the Bible says that if your house is set on a solid rock, when the storms come, it won't wash away. Now, you know, Dr. Stan, I feel honored because you would even allow me to give this on your program. Sometimes I try to get the spiritual side of it, and the talk show host just finds a way to cut me off real quick. But you know, because you are, and as a result, you and I recognize that after folks, do you realize that the only thing that's in jeopardy is finances? The birds and bees will still be singing tomorrow. You'll still have the roof over your head. It's not going to affect the nature or anything around you. The only thing that's in jeopardy right now in the world is what the elite have created by bringing about a destruction of the currencies as we presently use them in our modern day world. You'll still have your wife. You'll still have your children. You'll still have your church. You'll still have the important things of life. The only thing that's in jeopardy right now is that which is financial. So keep in mind, we can turn this thing around, and all because of people like you, Dr. Stan.
Well, I don't know whether we're going to be able to turn it around, but we'll do the best we can anyway. God bless, Lindsay. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Lindsay Williams, and of course we're really involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought and a financial battlefield, a cultural battlefield, a political battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. What's the forbidden secret? Well, you're going to have to get the talk because it's forbidden. And you'll find it fascinating. We have another talk called The Dark Secret, and there's syllabuses that go with that, which will put this all into perspective and give you the history of the last 3,000 to 4,000 years. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to begin to, we suggest the book we're carrying called Petrus Romanus, all the prophecies about what is coming down today. Are these certainly from a biblical point of view? Absolutely not. These are predictions from the occult side, and that we don't know what God has planned. We do know that in the past, these dark spiritual forces have repeatedly tried to bring about this one world government, and they've always failed. Maybe they'll fail this time, but we're moving towards a climax in history. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens. So the book is Petrus Romanus. The book would be certainly a Brotherhood of Darkness. The two talks were suggesting The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret, and the syllabuses that go with them. That will give you a good foundation for so much of what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Lay in a supply, certainly, of health products. We do have an excellent list. You'd like to know what they are. You need to know what you have to do to protect your mind and your body because you're surrounded by all sorts of poisons which are destroying the very physiology of your health. And then, of course, we also carry the Miracle 2 products. We recommend them to you. If you'd like one of our catalogs, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But we ask you, of course, to pray for our friend Alex Jones. We ask you to pray for Joyce Riley. We ask you to pray for, certainly for John Loeffler and Chris Meyer. If you haven't read his book, The Fear of the Lord, you need to get it. And then we ask you to pray for Butch Pond. So many of the people that we work closely with, Ron Paul, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection until next week. May the Lord be with you.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2012. Hope you're beginning this day in a very positive way. Hope we can continue that here at the Power Hour. We'll do all we can. It's all about